Good morning and welcome to Backstage Pass, your VIP all access to the 1-2 family. I am Raven McMinn and I am joined by my wonderful co-host, the resident wizard of all things 1-2, Mr. Jay Varvel. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Raven. It's great to be here with you.
Great to be here with you. We've got leap day today.
You said we have a what today?
Leap day.
Oh,
today's
leap
day. February.
Right. Yeah. Today is that magical day.
It is a magical day, I think. Although some cultures, I was reading something this morning, some cultures consider it bad luck to get married on this day or bad luck to have a birthday on this day. But they said that about Friday the 13th, and I've always had a really good Friday the 13th, so I'm going to have a fantastic 29th of February today.
Agreed. I think it's all how we choose to see it and how we energize it with our intentions. Definitely has a lot to do with how we experience it. Are you hearing the echo, or is that just me hearing it?
Must be just you.
Okay, good. As long as it's just me, I just want to make sure you guys don't hear an echo.
No, I don't hear an echo.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, for all of you out there, Backstage Pass is your opportunity to get to know the host of 1-2 Radio and the advisors over at 1-2 Listen on a more personal level. And so I invite you to join our chat room. And to do so, go to 1-2radio.com. And on the left-hand side, third one down, you'll see chat. Give that a click. If you've never joined our group before, you'll see where you can ask to join the group. And just give that a click. And Wizard J will let you right in the room. And there you can ask questions or leave comments for any of the guests while we're live on air. So feel free to do that. Do we have any announcements?
We do. We have the Moon Project coming up next week. The next one is going to be the new moon that is coming up. And oh my goodness, is it the new moon in Aries? No, that's too soon. I'm already like off. What is it going to be? The new moon in Pisces.
I'm going to look right now and see here. We have new moon is going to be in Aries. You're right.
Oh, it is in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait a minute.
No. Okay. Nope. I stand corrected.
Pisces.
It is going to be in Pisces, but then it goes void, of course, shortly thereafter, and then it enters Aries that same day.
Interesting.
From the new moon is at 5 a.m. Eastern time in Pisces. Then it goes void, of course, at in the afternoon. And by evening at 8:19 p.m., it goes into Aries.
And you can get all that amazing astrological information and more on Mark's Power Peak. And you can come to our Moon Project meetup over on 1-2 Academy. It's every new moon and every full moon. You can get all the details on 1-2academy.com. And who's our guest today, Miss Raven?
Oh, we have Catherine in the house today, returning to Backstage Pass. So we're going to put her in the hot seat here. We want to thank her for coming on such short notice. Bless your heart. Come on in, Catherine.
Hi. Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing really, really good. I'm very excited to be here. I know it was last minute, but I'm very excited. I haven't been on the radio in a long time.
Yes.
A long, long time. So yeah.
We miss your voice every week.
Oh. Well, thank you. I'm thinking about coming back on, but I just need a little bit more time.
Right.
Okay. Well, we have some spaces warm for you to do that when you're ready.
Yeah. We'll let you take a little break and then, you know, we'll have to, you know, Wizard J will have to get after you. If you don't get back on here, Bruce. So what's new since we talked last?
Oh, boy. So since we talked last, I want to say it's been at least a solid, like, 8 months, 10 months or something like that. And, I'm not going to get into all the details of everything I've been through, but this has been, it's been like a year of blessing since I've been absent from my radio show. It's literally been a year of blessings and challenges, like literally.
Just one extreme or the other, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And regardless, like I always feel like even though I do have those extremes, I'm always happy. Like it doesn't mean I'm happy all the time, but you know, I'm happy with my life. Like I'm happy in the direction that it's going. So I've moved a lot. I've done a lot of I've had a lot of changes with my business. Like I've really been doing some like deep diving, some deep cleaning, I guess. So it's taken a little bit of a pause. Like I haven't really been pushing it much because I feel like there's still a little bit more cleaning to go. But so that's been exciting. And looking back, with everything that I've been through, this has definitely been like a big transformational like journey for me. Just even, gosh, I got to look back, from leaving my job as a podiatrist, and then, from graduating massage school, and then, starting at 1-2 Listen, and then with 1-2 Radio, like even where I was 6 months ago. And
You
I
went
think,
through some huge transformations. Yeah, from being a doctor that didn't know anything about, Reiki and all of these things in the psychic world, it opened up a whole new world for you.
it did, and I love it. I think it's so cool. I was thinking about it this morning. Early this morning in the waking hours, I was thinking just how magical, like this world that I've created now, how magical it really is.
So if
So,
that one client of yours hadn't come in that day and healed your back pain, wasn't it your back? If I
yes.
remember, do you think you would have ever come into this some other way?
I think so, but I feel like it would have been delayed. Like it probably would have taken me longer, maybe a few more years.
Because you were pretty hardcore Western medicine by the book, weren't you?
I was.
And
I
all this other
certainly
woo-woo
was.
stuff is crazy talk, right?
So, yeah, that really did. I think what else? Well, the other when I
Before
got to
you.
massage school, I had another incident like with a shaman, and that is what like for sure I was like, yep, this stuff, like there is definitely like truth behind this. So I don't know, what all this Western medicine stuff is, but this stuff works.
What is that?
So yeah, I
I'm
feel like
curious
I
what
would have,
that.
but it would have taken me a while.
I'm
I'm
so
sorry.
sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just want to ask about this nuance of what it has been like for you to be living your life in one belief system and then having this whole other belief system slash universe open up to you, and how that has been that transition, and how have the people in your life that were part of the old you, how have they been responding slash reacting?
Good question.
Well, Jay, I feel like I need to write a book in order to respond to this. So,
We got time.
I know we got a few hours now. Just
well, let me
kidding.
see if I can condense it without
No,
getting
but
too far off topic here. That's a really, really great question. So living in the two worlds, it's different now. Being able to look back at it and actually being okay with things, because I have grown. It's like as soon as I decided that I was done with Western medicine, and it's not that I'm done now, but I was angry. It was almost like I started all over again as a child, and I was learning like all these emotions and these connections and communications, and I was looking at people differently, looking at life differently. So it was a huge like growth period for me, and it was something very unexpected. So how I look at it now is more like there's this beautiful blend where at the time, like when I left podiatry is really when my heart was like, I'm done with Western medicine, because I had so much resistance. I had resistance with like when the first time I had a health challenge, my medical doctor was a colleague of mine, someone that like I'm not going to say I worked closely with, but we definitely knew each other. We shared patients, we gave each other referrals, like it was a thing. So to have like her turn on me, and then when I went to the ER, or that's what it felt like. It felt like she turned on me. But all this resistance, and then even at the time, like people that I thought, like when I started to get into, this witchy life, the invisible world, people that I thought were really going to be there, were going to back me and support me, were not there for me. And
That's really
it
rough.
was, yeah, and you hear it, like you hear it happens to people, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. But when it happens to you, it's like it just blows you away, and it's such a hurt to your ego. You feel betrayed.
Oh, yeah.
And so yes, so I had all these crazy emotions. So I had a lot of inner turmoil. And I would say for a few years. And then only recently, I want to say literally, probably since my radio show, so only in the past few months, have I actually felt more at peace with the medical world, like knowing that, yeah, there is a place for Western medicine in the society. Like it's a beautiful blend, but a lot of that turmoil had to do with trauma and hurt on my side, personally. So being able to be where I am in this moment, where I feel like I can actually step outside of that circle, of that world where I know where I was when it was just, Western medicine, and then really when I was just concentrating on all the other things, and now I'm looking at it like a blend. It is a blend. It's kind of like, I guess politics. I hope I'm not getting off on a tangent here, but, and I don't mean to bring politics into this at all, but I'm just using it as an example, like left wing versus right wing. And then there's a beautiful place, somewhere like neutral, somewhere in the middle, like a little bit of, a little sprinkle here to the right, a little sprinkle to the left.
Yeah.
Like, it just depends because everyone's needs are different.
Well,
So I,
exactly.
yeah. It gives me a more, for some reason, I want to say worldly view. I don't know if that's really the correct term, but that's what I'm like intuitively want to say of like health and medicine.
For
And
me,
I feel much more at peace with it.
what I see in you when you say that is like a bigger picture view. Like you have a bigger picture view than you had, even though you thought you might have had that whole picture beforehand, but you were read into much more of the story, so to speak, and now it's like
Yeah.
increased your vision. And for the people that are still just in that spot where all they see is just that one piece and they're still taking it as the whole piece, yeah, it is difficult to work with those people because it's almost like now you're a symbol for more unknown stuff, and
Yeah.
now they can put that onto you, and it can become very personal, even though it's not necessarily personal. And your energy too. I don't know if you notice this, but the more you clear out your energy and the more you get present, the more you will rattle the cages of the people that are locked up in their own limitations. And the more you will notice
Oh,
them react
yeah.
rather
Yeah.
negatively or extremely to your energy. And it's not anything you're doing, it's literally like you're rattling their cage. Like you're taking the places where they're locked up still, and you are shaking it and making them aware of it. And it's just your energy doing that. You're not doing that. But it can get directed at you. You can
Yeah.
become a target if you start to make someone feel like that kind of uncomfortability. So
Yeah.
thank you for answering that. I know it's a tough question to answer because it can be really shocking when you see a whole other side of people that you didn't expect, and especially like a hard, harsher side of people.
Yeah, thank you.
So now that you see it from another perspective, do you feel like that gives you a different level of confidence now when you are, do have to interact with those folks?
No, well, some of them. Some of them, but it's different. Like the people that I know I have to interact with are people I hold closer to my heart. And those connections I have been working on. So it is different. And it's definitely, it's healthier. I'm not going to say it's perfect, but it's healthier. So yeah, it's interesting because I do feel more confident, especially now that I feel like I have found this bit of peace. Because I understand being under the gun. I understand like all the craziness that happens on a really on a deep level in the medical field, as opposed to, being in this like peaceful state, doing energy work and doing the readings. And, my life is just so much more go with the flow. It's like I was so masculine, and now I'm more like in the feminine. And I do notice that it's like my calmness and my confidence even. And I don't see myself as being a cocky person, but sometimes you're right, just like being in the presence of certain people, like all of a sudden, I feel like in a way I'm a catalyst, and I'm like, what did I do? What did I say? Why are they, why are they upset? And, that kind of thing. But I'm able to see it from the standpoint that it's their stuff. It's not mine. So whatever energy that they're like projecting at me, it literally falls off. Like it clinks, like it's hitting, a glass bubble. It clinks and falls down. So it doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me like it used to. And as long as I let it go and I'm like supportive and I feel like I hold space for the person or people, generally I do see it start to improve. Like it'll get better with them. So
I
I don't
literally had to
know.
stop hanging around with some of my family because they were just relentless in like throwing jabs at me or insults in a passive aggressive teasing kind of ha 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 way.
Yeah.
Lots of tinfoil hat jokes and stuff like that. But yeah, I finally I made them uncomfortable because I had changed and my energy was different and I didn't want to drink as much. And I come from a family, we're all Irish. We can put it down, you know. And I just wasn't interested. And I wasn't really trying to, at the time, quit drinking or anything. I just didn't have a taste for it, just didn't want it. And I didn't want anything. I was really intensely studying at the time and taking psychic classes and things like that. And I just didn't want the, just didn't want to pollute my system at that point in time, you know. And it bothered them that I didn't want to drink with them. I finally just had to stop going around.
It is. It's like once we start to clear and clean house and organize our energy and get a hold of our thoughts and begin to go through that process, whatever, you know, that's going to look like for us, because I think it's different for everybody. But that when the shifts integrate and it really changes you and you are different, people, this is from a Buddhist tradition, but they have a carved out image of us, and that's who they deal with. And that carved out image is like a historical view. It's like a frozen in time image of us that they're dealing with and interacting with, wanting to recreate a pattern with. And so when we start showing up all different, they don't know what to do with that because we're no longer playing the pattern. We're no longer playing that same role. We've changed roles and they don't know, you know, what we changed to be. And that can make people very, very uncomfortable and unsettled. And especially people that are superly like high ego driven kind of people that are used to knowing it all, those kind of people, we really can make those people uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure.
So I want to switch gears here to something a little bit more fun and light. I'm going to talk about your fur babies,
Was just going
and
to say, we're done right now.
there's
Go.
something going on with one of them. One of them is wanting to become a superstar, and so can you tell us about
Yes.
that?
Yes. So I am obsessed with my dogs, by the way. I love my dogs so much. They've been such a blessing in my life. And recently, I entered one of my dogs into a contest. So I have two dogs. One of them, I could never get any clear photos because he was constantly shaking. Either his butt was shaking, his head was shaking, like something. The other one is so photogenic. Like he literally, from the day that I got him, he knows. It's like he's a poser. He's so just adorable and cute. And I happened to come across a like a photo contest, and I was like, my intuition is just telling me, like, do this, it's going to be fun. Do this, it's going to be fun. And I'm like, well, I don't ever do this kind of stuff. So I went for it, and I submitted two photos, and the main photo is my dog. He's really, like, he definitely needs a haircut. His hair is so long in the picture. It's a little bit embarrassing, but it's so cute. He looks like, so they're Brussels. I don't know if you know what a Brussels looks like, but he looks like the
No.
gremlin or like a Chewbacca.
Oh, really? Oh.
And yes, and there's one photo, my brother was holding my dog Otis. And I remember this exact moment. I was like, he was playing around with them. And I held his ears up. So usually when I get them groomed, I have the groomer cut them so that they have like a little bit of a mohawk or a faux hawk. And he had a little faux hawk in the photo, but I held his ears up and I took a picture. I go, oh my gosh, he looks just like Spike from Gremlins.
I was just envisioning that. Oh my God. Oh, how
So
funny.
yeah, so I should post a picture.
Yes, we want to see if you have a
Yes,
chance.
please do.
He is so adorable. And I actually found a picture of Spike, like of the actual gremlin, and they're in like the same position. It's
Oh
kind
my
of
God.
uncanny. But yeah, he's been doing well, but the contest, it's really strange how it goes, because it's not like it's just a, everybody vote once. It's kind of a daily vote. And it's free. Anyone can vote. It's open to the public. It's free. I think you have to like verify yourself through Facebook just so that they know that no one is like double voting. But the prize at the end is $10,000. Oh
Okay.
my gosh.
Awesome.
So
Heck how do we find this so we can vote?
well, let me pull up my computer is now a little bit slow. Why isn't it pulling up? So the name of the company is America's Favorite Pet. Let me see. Here it is. Okay. Copy. So I'm going to post it over to Facebook. Okay, there we go. And let me see if his photo might pop up. Yes, it does. It pops up on the link.
Perfect. We will. So you, once a day we can vote, right?
Once a day.
Okay. And then there is, I did see there is a way if you want to donate to this cause, you can also donate and get more votes. That is also a possibility.
Yes, it is. Thank you. And I have no idea, just so you know, I may have missed the memo, but I don't know who votes. I don't know how many votes he has. All I know is they send me a message that tells me what place he's in. So he's currently, I think, in third place. And after tonight, they vote tonight for like the top five. So after tonight, he has to be like the top. He's got to be in first place. So if you'd like to vote, that'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. I'm refreshing my page here. So it's posted on the Facebook page, right?
Yes.
All right, good. I can't wait to see this. I was
So,
just thinking of Spike.
I
yeah,
love that.
if I find that picture, I'll the one of with the
Hilarious.
gremlin, I'll post it. Yeah.
What is the
So
name of this breed again?
it's Brussels Griffin. It's Brussels, like Brussels sprouts.
Okay,
They're
Brussels
not very popular
Griffin.
in the United States, and they're small. They're more popular in Europe. They're also called monkey dogs. They've got long legs like a cat. Like they literally look like they have the body of a cat with like the head of a, almost like a pug.
Oh, I see it now. Okay, Otis. Oh
Yeah.
my God, how cute. Oh my
There's a
God.
movie. Yeah. Do you remember there was a movie, As Good as It Gets, with Jack Nicholson? Yeah. So there was a small dog in there that his character like had to watch. Yeah, that's the same breed. So they have
How
a
old is Otis?
great demeanor. He is 12. They're going to be 12 in April.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't look that old at all.
I
I thought you were going to
know.
say like 2 or 3. Wow.
He's going to be 3 years old in my mind for the rest of my life. But
What
yeah,
a
so
sweetie.
he's really cute. He's 10. He's just an amazing dog, and he travels well. I travel a lot, and my dogs typically come with me, and they make friends. They make human friends and animal friends everywhere they go. So yeah, he's been wonderful. He really, like, he's been my knight in shining armor. And I love my other dog too.
Is he the
They're
same
just,
breed?
yeah, same breed, same litter. The other one is a little bit more timid. So Otis kind of protects him a little bit, and he plays really well with him. They share their food, they share their sleeping space.
Oh.
They're great. But this has been a really, so aside from like the contest itself, like the journey of it is what I wanted to concentrate on, right?
Okay, yeah,
And
do tell.
it's really been, I find myself literally falling in love all over again with my dog, with both of them, not just Otis, but literally with both of them. It's like there's this deeper connection because I have these memories coming up, right? I'm looking for like old photos and posting them on social media. And so it brings up like this flutter, in my heart. And I feel, and now, with this psychic ability, I talk to my dogs telepathically, but I feel like since we've been doing this contest, like I've been making more of a point to like connect on a deeper level. So it's been really special to me. So regardless of the outcome, I'm like very, very grateful to like have this as an opportunity in my life with my dogs.
That's
So
exciting. And
that's
what a
been
fun way to be able to have this sort of interaction where you can get people involved and it's this fun just experience. Like you said, no matter what happens, it keeps that whole energy of what if and who knows what's next. You know, it keeps that very alive and exciting.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at the comments, and good morning, everyone, by the way. I see really quick Tara posted a picture of a gremlin, and that is kind of what he looks like, of Spike. That's really pretty. Oh,
Hi,
hey,
Shell.
Shell.
It's great to see you. Thanks for joining us this morning too. And it is like there is a Facebook post I've seen passed around where somebody like dresses up their owner and the dog and like does a photo shoot and like kind of like capitalizes on the similarities. And it's kind of fun to see how some owners take on their pets and look and vice versa.
Yes. It's
Well,
true.
okay. All right.
I need
Well,
to try to find it. I think I might have saved it. It's been a while since I saw it, but if I do find it, I'll share it.
all right. That would be fun, Jay. That would
Yeah.
actually be fun. I would feel I don't know if obligated is the right word, but I think it would be fun to kind of put some kind of mohawk in my hair.
That would be a fun photo shoot.
Yeah.
So you said that
Yeah.
you are on the move a lot. Where do you most like to travel? Where do you find yourself the most these days?
Those are also really great questions. Okay, so the past, I want to say about like three and a half years, I've been finding myself moving quite a bit and a little bit more than I'd like. So the last few travels have been where in places where I feel like I could eventually plant roots. So I've been on mostly on the East Coast, but kind of south. I mean, I've been, you know, my family is in New York. I grew up in New York, so I do frequent New York quite a bit because, you know, I love my family and we're close. But I also crave sunshine and warmth. So anywhere really from North Carolina, well, I feel like North Carolina is great because I lived in Florida and in Sarasota, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But I will tell you, something happened that I never thought would happen. It was too hot and too humid for me at the between like August and September. And so I knew I couldn't live there like a full year. I could be, you know, maybe a snowbird, but just the full year would be too much for me. So
That's my
I
big beef with
love,
Florida. I mean, I love Florida, but the same reason, those 2 months and that humidity, it makes me feel like I'm breathing in a hot sauna.
soup. Yeah. I lived in Orlando for half a year. I made it a half a year and I couldn't take it anymore. I had to get away from it.
Yeah, and
That
well,
it felt
Raven.
like I was breathing soup.
Yes. So inland, like Orlando is supposed to be worse because you don't get the same. Sorry about my
No
dog
breeze.
barking. Yeah, you don't get the breeze.
And
So
everybody's from out of town because they're going to Disney and nobody can knows how the hell to drive. Oh, but yeah, forget about ever having a good hair day ever again if you live in Orlando.
That's kind of funny to think about. That reminds me of the Friends episode when Monica's hair keeps getting bigger and bigger when they're visiting the tropical island and they're making fun of her hair and the humidity. No, that is exciting and it's cool to be able to move about. And even though I know some of it's been moving, some of it's been travels, but it still sounds like in all the midst of the movement, you still have a solid foundation, and that's important.
Thank you.
Have you done your astrocartography?
No, I'm not quite sure I know what that is.
It is a form of astrology where they can tell you where the best places for you to live.
Oh.
And you can do it for just the United States, or you can do it globally. You'll see where the lines of the planets run and over what states. And so you'll have, for example, like your Jupiter line will be your wealth line, and see where you're most where you can be most affluent, where the best place for you to raise a family, best place for romance, career, all kinds of stuff like that, and. It's I don't know if there's anybody at 1-2 that does it. Some people at 1-2 have had it done, but I'm trying to think if there's any advisors. Do you know, Jay, if there's anybody that does astrocartography? Does CA do that?
I would imagine that any of them could do it or would do it with a special request. But I don't know anyone that specifically offers it like as a specialty. I know when I looked it up myself, I want to say that Cafe Astrology .com has a free chart you can pull. It's like hidden in the website. I need to go see if I can find it. But that's how I did it for myself. And I was able to, it was interesting because it does really kind of make you think of things a little bit differently as far as when you can see where the different lines are and you can see in relation to where you either live or where you've lived. It kind of can either make sense, certain things can make sense, or it can kind of be like, oh, I might need to move over here.
Yeah, Florida's a big no-no for me. And you know, my grandparents lived down there, and I'm originally from Indiana, and we would go down and visit them sometimes at Christmas. And I always would get sick. Always got sick going down to visit them. And got sick moving down there too. You know, it just is not a good place for me physically at all.
Wow. Well, I would definitely be interested in that service.
Terry Campbell might do some astrocartography too. I'll send her a message.
Okay, I just found one too. I'm going to post in the chat from astroseek.com. It looks free. It says it's free. Don't be mad at me if it's not free, but it should be.
I'll
As
check that
because it
out.
is really interesting. I mean, with astrology, I personally find it very valuable, but I don't like live and die by it. And what I mean by that is I'm not like every single day knowing where my placements are and living my life based on how I can maximize my astrology. However, I do find it really interesting to look at some of the patterns and to check in on my chart every once in a while so I can get a refresher. That's how I personally like to utilize the information.
It's so many layers. It's just layers upon layers, really. You
It
can
really
go.
is. And so for some of the amazing astrologers like CA, like Mark, like Terry,
Terry.
and many others,
Jennifer.
Jennifer, it is really a special quality to retain all that information because it is a lot. Like you said, a lot of layers
A lot of
to
layers,
really be good at it. To be world class at it, yes.
What is your sun sign, Catherine?
I'm a Gemini.
Gemini. Do you know what your moon and your ascendant are?
My moon is Aquarius. Anything beyond that, I'm not sure. I've had my chart done, but for some reason, I just can't remember anything more than those
Well,
two
that's good.
things.
Most people don't know that, so it's fine. Ascendant's also called the same thing as rising sign. Rising sign or ascendant sign are interchangeable terms for the same placement. Those are like your big three.
So, what is coming up on the horizon for you? We're on the latter half of the show, so I want to make sure you have some time to let us know what kind of offerings you're putting out in the world and how people can work with you.
Thank you. So, well, as most people know, I am available on 1-2-Listen as an advisor. And for the most part, I'm available almost every day, most days, I want to say. And even if I'm not online, if you put in a request, you can. Typically, I can get back to you at some point that day, but I always try to get back as soon as I can. So, the other things that I offer and that I see myself offering in the future, I'd like to start to get more involved with 1-2 Academy and offer some classes. I used to do a ton of meditation, like divine channeled meditation. So it's
Interesting.
beneficial. Like you're not just getting the benefit of like relaxing from a guided meditation, but you're getting the energy, the healing along with it. So that's
Oh,
something that
cool.
I'm considering bringing along. And, maybe a little bit of like manifestation tips here and there. I still do cord cuttings, which I love. They're very powerful. But it has to be something that you know you're ready for. If you're only dipping a
Right.
toe in and you want to get a cord cutting, it may not work for you as much as you want it to work for you. So, those are the things right now that I want to talk about. The other things are a little bit like I'm still kind of working on them, figuring things out.
We get that. No, and that's good to keep those kind of things close to the vest while you're locking it down and getting it loaded for the big reveal.
Thanks. And then, as far as my website, so one of the things I've really been working on, gosh, if anybody's ever worked on a website and you're just in general, I feel like it's not always easy and it just can suck out so much of your time. But I felt like I had way too much information in there. So I've been doing, over the past few months, I've been doing a lot of like cleanup. So I have very limited things that are on my website, but I have my services listed there. And if you are interested in learning a little bit more about that, I have a Linktree site. So I'll go ahead and post post that in the
That's perfect because that's such an easy way to be able to keep tabs and stay in touch.
Yes.
I love Linktree. Somebody was using their noggin when they created that.
Let's see if that posts.
What's it called? Leg tree?
Link tree.
Link
Linked.
tree.
Yep. Oh, there we go. Yep, it posted.
Huh.
So
And
it's
it's
LINK TR.EE.
A free
Okay.
service you can sign up for. Anybody can sign up for it. You just put in you sign up for the information on the link tree, and then it allows you to create links, whether it's social media links, website links, all the above, where you can then also put like a specific header where you can label them. So it's just a way that if you want
Oh,
to, like, it's kind of like an electronic business card.
okay. Oh, cool.
It's neat. It really does help me stay organized. And I think I activated like an email for a newsletter eventually. Like I'm going to start doing a monthly newsletter just for updates and that kind of thing. So I think if you go to that Linktree page, I think you can enter your email. So, and it's
Great.
called the Deep Sole, Sole, because it's a play on words for what I used to do with feet.
Oh yeah, clever, clever.
Well, it's in is I love that because it's in your history. That's part of who you are. And I'd
So do
imagine
you
you're
miss
gonna.
it?
Gosh, you guys are asking some really great questions. The answer is more yes than no at this point. It was no before. Like I missed my patients. I loved on my patients. So those connections I felt like I lost. And I definitely miss that for sure. But as I started to come to peace with, that side of the health world, I started to kind of relax back into it. Like, maybe it's not really as bad as I imagined that it was. And so, I do miss it. And I find myself, when people ask me about it now, I no longer roll my eyes. I instead, find myself being a little bit more excited about what I did and what I used to do. And I'm very proud of what I did. And so I miss many parts of it. I don't miss many parts of it also, but I miss many parts of it.
That's really honest. Thank you for that because I'd imagine there are many folks that listen to 1-2 that are in a place where they want to make a change but haven't made a change and struggle. And just the whole point of me mentioning this is it isn't necessarily going to be how we think, but that doesn't mean that that wasn't what we were supposed to do. And but also in all that, there is that whole coming to terms with all of it, our feelings on all of it. And especially something like being a doctor, all that time that you dedicated to that, I'd imagine just that alone too, there's something to come to terms with, and just how much time that you've given to that, and how is it going to come back to you? Those are my intuitive thoughts, and the reason why I ask, because I know that many people are in that quandary. You have your version, I had mine, Raven had hers. But I know many people are in that very space of feeling very immobile because they can't decide. So there's my question. Do you have any advice for people that are in that can't decide, or frozen, or paralyzed? Do you have any advice for how to make a decision?
I do. So the yeah. There's a difference between having knowledge and having wisdom. When you're in something that you're not happy with, there's a reason for it. Like you weren't placed in that position or, you know, wherever you're at, you're not placed there willy-nilly. Like, you're there for a reason. You're there to learn a lesson, even though you're not seeing it. You're there for the experience, because everything you go through, even if it feels crappy, and even if you're afraid to transform into something else and take that step, you know, because I know that there's a lot of like guilt and whatnot there too. But you're doing that because you're going to end up turning that around, and you're going to help not just you, but you're helping the people around you twofold. Like, whatever experience that you get out of it, you're going to learn, and it's just going to actually start to, as soon as you allow it to, it'll catapult you further into like the future that you actually desire. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it did. Thank you for
It
that.
does. That's great advice. No, and that's great insights. Because that's the part we have to trust. Like, that's the part it isn't guaranteed, or there isn't like this guarantee of if you do this in 5 months, it's gonna be this. You know, we have to jump into it without the guarantee of how the unfolding's actually gonna happen, but trusting, like you said, that it's still gonna work to our advantage at the end of the day, from a bigger picture perspective. Thank you for that, because I know it was one of the hardest positions I was ever in, and having my own medical issues that were plaguing me that I had to address. And I know listening into your story, you had a lot more stuff going on that was coming up that you had to face. And it's like when we're in that position, we want to think that there is some other way, but you know, usually those medical things that are going on in our body take center stage, you know, and that's a whole other kind of, that's probably a whole other radio show that we could talk about that one little part. So we're coming up on the final moments of the show, and I just wanted to give you one final opportunity. Is there one piece of wisdom, one thought that you would like to leave everybody with?
And thank you for this opportunity. I feel like this ties in exactly with what we were just discussing about deciding whether you want to take that step to transform your life and make it better. So coming to the realization within yourself of being in alignment and not being in alignment. If where you're at in life, you're not happy and it seems tough, it's tough for a reason. It's tough because you're most likely not aligned. So try to imagine yourself, just step away from the situation, like just, step out of your body for a moment and ask yourself if you feel aligned doing what you're doing. And then ask yourself if you would feel more aligned in, doing something else, whatever that idea might be. When you're more aligned, things just start happening where you feel more joy in your life. So just keep that in mind. And the other thing is this: I want everyone that's listening right now to put a mirror behind you. Put it right up to your back so that your back is facing the mirror. And every time you look to your past, every time you take your head and you turn it and you look to the past and you take the past and you're trying to bring the past into your future, the only thing you're going to see is the future that you desire. So stop looking at the
Whoa.
past and just look at what your dreams are ahead of you.
That's very powerful.
That is. That's very, very powerful. And what a great place to put a bookmark on this latest show. Thank you so much, Catherine, for joining us this
Oh, thanks
morning
for
and
having
being
me.
here and being so authentic and available for our questions. We definitely asked you some tough ones today.
You did, I didn't.
That's right. Well, you can blame me. That's fine.
They were all good.
Raven, do you want to send us out of here?
Yes, don't go anywhere, folks, because Aaron Carrera is up next. And you've been listening to 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to a changing world. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.